I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. The size of your family has a big impact on the way you move through the world. Some of us grew up with a house full of siblings, and some experience being the only child. If you grew up with a lot of brothers and sisters, you might be really uncomfortable alone. Or, conversely, you might prize alone time above all else because you're not used to getting it. Many only children love being alone, but some can't get enough company, as though they're making up for lost time. There are other factors at work too, of course, whether you're an introvert or extrovert, if you're naturally outgoing or more private. But either way, how you grew up probably has something to do with whether or not you like to be alone. When I observe the world around me, the factions, the opinionated discourse, the folks who go to such extremes over their points of view, I come away feeling kind of lonely, like I don't really belong to any of these extreme camps. When we prioritize being right over being together, loneliness can settle in and become the norm. But here's the thing. I think the people in the camps are lonely too. There's an epidemic of loneliness in our country and in many places across the world. Some of it has to do with technology and the social relationships we used to have being replaced by screens and video calls and work from home. But I wonder if it isn't particularly acute in America, where we prize individuality above almost every other virtue. In some countries, personal independence isn't a virtue at all, but in America, we hold it in highest regard. We raise our kids to be independent. We love our independence. And I'm not saying that's inherently bad, but I'm also not surprised that we are clinically, chronically, lonely. Here's how a poet described God a long time ago in a culture entirely different from our own. Psalm 68, 5 and 6 says, "A father of the fatherless and a judge for the widows is God in his holy habitation. God makes a home for the lonely. He leads out the prisoners into prosperity. Only the rebellious dwell in a parched land." The fatherless, meaning people without the support of their family, find a father in God. Someone to do what a father does, take responsibility for them, care for them, provide resources and direction. The widows, again, people who have lost the support of their family, find a righteous judge in God. Someone who will advocate for them, take up their cause, not let them be run over by the system or forgotten by society. These two classes of people didn't just feel lonely. They were alone in a very real sense. They didn't have a family community to support them. In 21st century America, some of us might not feel the depths of that loneliness, but for most of human history, you couldn't survive without a family. To be alone was quite serious. It's serious now, too, whether our society recognizes that or not. God makes a home for the lonely. Isn't that a beautiful attribute of God? He doesn't just take care of the ones who find him. He is seeking out the lost and the lonely, the ones who can't do for themselves what he can do. He gathers them, and he makes them a place to call home. All of the outcasts, even the prisoners, who were without support back then, much like they are today, God leads all of these people into prosperity. It is only the rebellious, those who reject his help, those who go their own way, who have to dwell in a parched land, a dryness of their own making. I'm glad God's desire for us is community. And I recognize that community is challenging. Getting along with each other, especially within the church, is essential to our practice and our witness to those outside our community. We need to prize the unity of the body of Christ and resist the things that try to tear it down. If you're lonely, I've got good news for you. God is for you, and he wants to make a home for you. Allow him to meet your need today. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.